one word.
Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6. My name is Mel Jones and I'm your host today. I live with a visual impairment, but it doesn't define me. What defines me is my attitude and interaction with the world. On today's show, we have some relaxing hits for you. And if you already feel like giving up on your New Year's resolutions, like I sometimes do, I have some tips or two for you at the end of the show. So stay tuned and we have the first song right now.
Walking home and talking loads to seeing shows in evening clothes with you. From nervous touch and getting drunk to staying up and waking up with you. And now we're sleeping at the edge, holding something we don't need. All this delusion in our heads is gonna bring us to our knees. So come on, let it go. Funny how reflections change. When we becoming something else, I think it's time to walk away. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why do you be you? And I'll be me. And everything that's wrong, leave it to the breeze.
Me. Just come on.
him no goodbye. Not a single word was said. No final kiss to seal any sins. And I had no idea of the state we were in. I know I have a fickle heart. But don't you remember?
Remember on 104.6 of Radio Gaga and Mel Jones. I didn't learn about Shakespeare at school because I have to be honest and make a confession. I left school when I was 16. So my interest in Shakespeare is pretty much at 0%. But maybe I should pop along to the pop-up Globe Theatre in Auckland that has come back for its third season. So let me tell you a little bit about it. The pop-up Globe Theatre is the world's first full-scale, temporary working replica of the second Globe. The theatre Shakespeare and his company built and opened in 1614. After the first Globe Theatre burned to the ground, it is returning to Auckland for its third season. Pop-up Globe founder, CEO and artist director, Dr. Miles Gregory, believes Shakespeare's work performed in the space it is written in for is completely and unique and transformative for this experience. Our audiences are blown away by the immersive experience of seeing Shakespeare performed in the space for which it was written. The relationship between actor and audience, the spectacular space itself, regardless of what it looks like, together with the power of Shakespeare's incredible work, means attending plays at Pop-Up Globe Theatre is totally different from anything you've ever seen before, says Gregory. This isn't dusty Shakespeare. This is now. This is live. This is a party, adds Gregory. head to eventfinder.co.nz and search for Pop-Up Globe Theatre for more show details. They even have a wheelchair companion package that you can buy for $10. So I should take my sisters along. I have three younger sisters, and maybe we should make our intelligence a bit more. So up now we have the next song, Jessie J with Who You Are.
Yeah. I stare at my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf. I forgot what to do to fit the mold, yeah. The more I try, the less it's working.
Over me. You make it real. guess there's so much more have to learn. But if you're here with me, I know which way to turn. You always give me somewhere I can learn. You make it real for me.
James Marison with You Make It Real For Me. You're on Radio Gaga 104.6 with Mel Jones. And Mel Jones has a bit of a dilemma. I have been eating better and going on walks on the shared paths around Auckland, especially on the Waterview shared path near my house. And I've really got my fitness up and I'm feeling a lot better because I have been eating more vegetables and fruit, and I've cut out coffee and soft drinks and everything like that. And I did that ever since the guy I was seeing broke up with me on Boxing Day. So it's been about 3 weeks now, and I went out on Saturday for a few drinks with my sister and some new people that I met at a meetup group, and I had two wines. And my dilemma is that on the way out of the bar, I knocked over a chair, I knocked over a glass, and that's because it was dark in the bar and I could name and shame them for not being accessible. But really what troubled me is walking down Victoria Street on the way to the train station, and I fell over on my face and someone yelled out, "Be careful," but they didn't come over and help me. So I had to pick myself up off my ass and think to myself, okay, I just have to keep going, even though going down Victoria Street to the train station is very challenging for me right now, even though I am with my sister and she has a visual impairment too. I just have to keep going and not let this put me off from going out again and enjoying myself. So I think the two wines maybe had a little bit of effect on me, but I think having a bit of a splurge is all right if you do consistently work on yourself throughout the rest of the time that you want to work on your insecurities and keep going for what you really want. So I found a bit of a tip this week and I'd like to share it with you. It says, just don't give up. Just don't give up. It is simple and as complicated as it sounds. Remove quitting from your vocabulary. Don't make quitting an option. Every time you fail doing something, remember that it is your actions that failed. It isn't you that is a failure. Be objective. Examine why it didn't work. Find a way to make it better. As long as your heart is still beating and you're still breathing, there is always another chance to give it one more chance and one more try. So I think if I do want to go out and splurge and have a couple wines and meet some new people, I think what I have to do is probably wear some shorter heels or take another route. But just don't give up on going out and meeting people and expanding my network, because I of course have aspirations to look really good and build my network and meet new people that will help me achieve my dreams. Even though it is going to be challenging with a visual impairment to go out and do that, I just have to have a really good attitude and mindset that I can do it, and then there are going to be obstacles along the way. So keep pursuing what you are doing, and if you do fail like I have failed, just give it one more try. Just pick yourself up off the ground and keep going. You On Radio Gaga 104.6. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. If you'd like to join Radio Gaga on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. And I will leave you now with Natasha Bedingfield, A Pocket Full of Sunshine.
nobody knows where the rivers flow, and I call it home, and there's no more lies in the darkness is light, and nobody cries, there's only butterflies. Take me away, a secret place, help me to escape.
For listening to Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday 1 p.m. or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for more news from disabled people, by disabled people, and for